sanctions. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. U.S. and European leaders are disagreeing on when enacting sanctions on Russia is appropriate as violence continues in Ukraine's east.
Russian-backed separatists have fired hundreds of artillery shells at Ukrainian positions, killing at least one of their soldiers. In a forward operating base, a Ukrainian commander holds part of an anti-tank missile. Evidence, he says, that Russian-backed fighters are violating the Minsk II peace agreement between the two sides. Across the street, young Ukrainians take their dog for a walk. These nine-year-olds were babies when war erupted between Russia and Ukraine in 2014. Their days are now consumed by the bloody conflict that's taken the lives of more than 14,000 people. Even while we're at school and hear shots, one little girl says, they tell us to sit still and act normally.
Fox's Trey Yingst in Kyiv, Ukraine. Heavy shelling is continuing today in the conflict in eastern Ukraine that is feared will spark the Russian offensive. The White House reports President Biden accepted the principle of a meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin contingent on Russia not invading Ukraine. The number of coronavirus cases in the country continues its downward trend.
There were barely more than 100,000 new U.S. cases of COVID-19 this past week, according to Johns Hopkins University. That's about an eighth of what the nation was seeing just 5 weeks ago. In New York, their reported case count is half of what it was 2 weeks ago. The drop in cases detected comes as more states are either dropping or scaling back mask mandates. A number of states, such as Utah, are closing down large testing centers. Boston's mayor dropped the city's indoor space vaccine requirement.
Fox's Eben Brown. A jury in Georgia is hearing closing arguments on whether the 2020 killing of Ahmaud Arbery was a federal hate crime. Three white men already convicted of his murder have pleaded not guilty to the federal charges. America's listening to Fox News.
Listen to the all-new Brett Baer podcast featuring Common Ground, in-depth talks with lawmakers from opposite sides of the aisle, along with all your Brett Baer favorites like his all-star panel and much more. Available now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Police in Chicago say a teen accused of robbing a train conductor was turned in by his mom.
18-year-old Zion Brand, who's a student at Loyola University, is now a criminal suspect. He's charged with stealing about $100 at gunpoint from a Metra train conductor last week. He was turned into police by his mom after she recognized him on news footage of a security camera. The woman personally brought him to the station. Brown's lawyer says he was hungry and was looking for something to eat, a judge ordering Brown to be held without bail. Chris DeMeo, Fox News.
Israel today said it successfully tested a new naval air defense system, intercepting a series of threats in what officials called a key layer of protection against Iran and its proxies in the region. The Sea Dome system is a naval version of the Iron Dome, which has been used to shoot down rockets fired from Gaza Strip for the past decade. The Sea Dome is being installed on Israel's latest generation Corvette warships, which protects Israel's coastline and offshore natural gas assets in the Mediterranean. NASCAR rookie Austin Cindric wins the Daytona 500.
On Fox TV, the Great American Race, 23-year-old Austin Cindric edged Bubba Wallace by 36 hundredths of a second to win, 1 year since Cindric was among three Roger Penske drivers who crashed on the final lap, which dictated the game plan for this race. Austin Cindric and teammate Ryan Blaney opened the two-lap overtime shootout beside each other on the track. Blaney finished fourth. Bubba Wallace, second for the second time at Daytona. Chase Briscoe was third. Jared Max, Fox News.
American Airlines is cutting back again on summer flights because Boeing can't deliver more than a dozen 787 aircraft it ordered. They've been delayed by production problems at Boeing. American says it will suspend service between Seattle and London, Los Angeles and Sydney, and Dallas and Santiago, Chile. The airline will also delay plans to fly between Dallas and Tel Aviv. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.